o'clock. Why the day at 3:30? Everybody wants to be at the game. Everybody wants to be at the game. It's really expensive, but we got a pair of tickets on Rams Championship Wednesday, and we will give them away at 3:30 today with Lie of the Day. Did I lie? Have I lied? Did I lie? I don't know. Did I?
If you lied, and if it's the one I think it is, you went real in depth with it. Because if it's the one where you were talking to me about,
hey!
It was in the prep call. You talked to me about something in the prep call, and I think that might be it. And you went real deep with it.
Okay, all right. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's not.
I've written down at least. I usually never write down your lies. I always forget, and then I'm like, oh wait, I was supposed to pay attention. I actually wrote down 5 things already. 5 stories.
Yes. I'm deliberately putting a lot of stories into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of stories.
Good job.
Maybe I've lied. Maybe it's still coming up. I don't know. You've got to figure that out. So, Lakers looked really good last night.
Yeah. I even watched it a second time because I like that TNT show.
Did you watch it a second time?
I did. You know what? I was
what are you, like, breaking down the film?
No. I was watching Candace Parker and Shaq because that's the first Tuesday show they've done.
Right.
And so I was watching that, and then I was falling asleep in my chair. And I woke up, and the game was back on. I was like, oh, okay, I can watch a little bit of this again. You know?
I'll tell you what.
Pretty good.
You know, this is I tweeted out with about 10 minutes left in the game and us having a 14-point lead. I tweet. Where's the – I have the actual tweet because I got so much crap over this. I'm just doing too much Twitter.
You're on the bird.
I'm down the rabbit hole. So I tweeted, Lakers up 14 early in the fourth. Looks like they're going to take this one. We should be able to hold on to this thing. Then I quote tweeted myself when the lead got shorter. I hope I'm not putting this thing in the refrigerator too soon. Then about 5 minutes after that, hope this tweet ages well.
I kept quote tweeted yourself twice.
I quote tweeted myself twice because it kept getting worse and worse and worse, right?
Yeah.
And people are like blaming me. The lead's going away. It's you. You tweeted out too early. You put it in the refrigerator. You know, when I'm watching a game, I am just like last night. I was high on basketball, just loving that. And I was very optimistic. I was feeling very, very optimistic. Mm-hmm. After a little puttyesca, I see things a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. You're usually pretty chill. You never write back in the text chain after that.
No, after I'm stoned, I never write back in the text
chain. Think about this. You know enough to censor yourself in our text chain, but not on the publicly viewable Twitter posts.
This is totally fair.
Not a good plan.
Yeah, high tweeting.
If you ever go down, it's going to be for that.
Yeah, tweeting high is probably not the best idea for me. I do it a lot, but it's probably not the best idea. Anyway, Lakers 2-1 on the Grammy trip.
Hey.
At Philly, at Charlotte, at Atlanta. If they can win one of those and come back 3-3, I consider that to be a very successful trip.
So Philly's going to be rough because they have Joel Embiid.
He's on
Who's going to guard him?
Nobody.
Dwight, I guess. Yeah. Give me a lot of Dwight.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, probably Anthony Davis is going to get a crack at it.
I wouldn't do that to AD. I mean, I'll play him a little bit on him, but
Oh, my God. He will take Dwight Howard to town.
Dwight has how much bigger do you think Dwight is than AD? How many more pounds?
I'll say how many more pounds?
Yeah, what is he listed as? Let's look at their listed weights. Looking at Dwight, I'd say he's maybe like 20, 25 pounds on AD.
Yeah,
but
I'd say 20 pounds difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Bergman, look that up. You're the producer.
I'm always doing these while you're talking. Just give it a second.
Okay. Dwight, I think undeniably is a bigger guy, but Anthony Davis is undeniably a more skilled guy and can actually, when Embiid is playing away from the basket, Anthony Davis is able to cover him much better than Dwight is.
Okay, Dwight Howard is a multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner in his 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. 10 years ago, sure.
I would put Dwight on Joel, and I would say you have 6 fouls, use them. Here's the thing about Joel Embiid. That guy can beat you any which way. He is, to me, a cross between Shaq in terms of physical dominance.
Yep.
Hakeem Olajuwon in terms of post moves and fluidity. And the other one I think that people don't see, but he really is, he's got a lot of Dirk Nowitzki in his game.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
A lot. I know he studies Dirk. And he's got a lot of those moves. So in a way, you're right, Anthony Davis makes a little more sense because he's kind of like their point guard. Like Joel is their best playmaker in addition to being their best scorer, which is a lot. I mean, LeBron's probably the same thing for the Lakers, but he's away from the basket a lot too. So I guess AD has a chance out there, but Joel is, I don't know how big he is. He's got to be like 280, 290.
He's 280 and Dwight is 265.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a big swing. it's a lot. But I don't think Dwight, because Embiid can take it away from the basket. I just think Anthony Davis is a better cover than Dwight.
Anthony Davis is in his second game back.
He's going to be limited. That's fair. He only played 25 minutes last night.
If I'm the Lakers, I say, Joel, go ahead and get 40 points. Joel's been getting 35, 40 points every night for the past, since he's come back from his injuries, right? From COVID and the knee injury and stuff. So let him score. Just take everyone else away. That's the only, I don't think they can stop him. Nobody really can, but I don't think they should even try. Don't do that to Anthony Davis in his second game back.
Yeah, I guess that's tough. Second game
AD
back.
AD is what, 253? Is that what
and
he's
limited,
at, Greg?
Limited minutes. Yeah, probably.
He's got 35 right. pounds on him.
All right, I will concede.
Oof, okay.
I will concede. But come back 3-3? Last night was the turning point, I think.
Oh, boy. Don't
Last
do that to
Last night was
yourself.
The best night of the year.
Oh, don't do that to yourself.
Don't
turning point. Turning point.
Me? Last turning night point. Was the turning point of the season.
Oh, I've heard that before.
We finally got all three guys on the floor. That's something.
Yep. Only 16 times that's happened this year.
And now we're 9-7 with all three. Mm-hmm. This is the turning point, man. This is it. This is the one mm-hmm. we've been waiting for.
Okay.
Now get ready for rock bottom. There will be a rock bottom moment soon.
Is it cake time yet?
It's not going to be cake time all year long.
Where's my cake?
Where's my cake? The cakewalk. Where's my cake? No. It's not going to happen. Great San Francisco offensive lineman Trent Williams didn't practice today.
Oh.
It's okay, but you know who's back?
Who?
Sanu. Sanu Sr. is back. Wide receiver. Oh, he's been active.
Oh, my God. How old is he?
It's okay.
It's that Muhammad
Sanu?
Are you really placing a lot of faith in Muhammad Sanu? Hey,
wasn't he on the Falcons a million
back.
Years ago?
He's back.
He's back.
Yeah. He's been activated.
From where?
Let me tell you. Let me just put on a scale the importance of Muhammad Sanu versus Trent Williams. Trent Williams is like a franchise offensive lineman, and Muhammad Sanu is a journeyman.
Yeah, it's that for just another guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was.
You
I
get so edgy, Mace. I love it. Man.
I don't I like to entertain it. This as a concept, but if the unexpected happens, if like totally surprising, out of the blue, complete upset, mind blowing surprise, if the Rams were to lose on Sunday, if, and I don't think it's going to happen. I told you, I think we're going to win this game, but if. I don't think I could even watch the Super Bowl.
Wait, you're the guy that doesn't like to put it out there in the universe, and here you are putting it
I'm trying to play all sides Jorge. Okay.
You're secreting it right now.
You're putting it out there.
But I
go ahead. Finish,
the Super Bowl is canceled for me if we don't win.
You're going to watch it. You're going to watch it. No, you would absolutely watch it still.
I will not watch the Super Bowl.
That's a lie.
Will not watch the Super Bowl.
It's not lie of the day lie, but it's a lie.
Too painful. Will not watch the Super Bowl.
How about this quote from Von Miller that just came out? The last two times I've played him, I see why his parents named him Debo. That's what I can say about him. Like Debo from Friday, he's going to snatch your chain.
Right. Is that where he got his name?
Have you seen
Friday?
Is that
his real name?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was his nickname.
Is Debo his given name?
I'm looking it up right now. It looks like
You're the producer. Find out.
Keep telling me. It's actually Tyshawn Debo Samuel. T-Y-S-H-U-N.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course I've seen Friday.
Good. Because it's a great movie.
Yeah,
it is. He snatches his chain.
But once again, I will say I feel very, very confident about this game. I think seven times is the charm. Hard to beat a team three times in a row. Like, I don't know how many times that has happened, where you've got a team beating the other team three times. Producer Greg, find that out.
I find it again. You're making me do a lot of work today. I did this the other day.
That producer, Greg, it was like 14
the last 17 times.
I'm done Googling. This is your job now.
I did this the other day,
find
and I got to find it again. We went through this.
Chris Broussard just tweeted, the trade for Matthew Stafford won't be justified until the Rams win the Super Bowl. I disagree. I think it is justified now.
You had lost faith in that guy 3 weeks ago.
There was a moment. Hey, look, it's a roller coaster, man. There was a moment when I had lost faith in Matthew Stafford after that three-game losing streak, after that Tennessee game, after that Green Bay game where he kept throwing pick sixes. Mm-hmm. I had lost faith. But he has played perfect. And I said all along, for us to win the Super Bowl, he has to play four perfect games in a row.
So in the last 18 games, the team that has won the first two games is 12-6 in favor of that team. 12 what? And 6. So the Niners are on the side of the 12, and the Rams on the side of the 6 in the last 18 games.
I think there's a mistype.
I can read it. In 1982, the Dolphins played the Jets, some kind. And they won the third game. In 1986, the Giants beat the Redskins. I'm the producer. I'm doing my job. Exactly. They won the third one. 1989, the Oilers beat the Steelers. I can keep going if you'd like.
That's enough. No, I don't need it.
See, okay. You put it out there, Mace. This is what happens. You put it out there. You asked the wrong question.
The last three times, too. Saints, Panthers, Cowboys, Eagles, Steelers, Ravens.
Enough.
No, he's reaching the boiling point. Keep going. Keep going.
Enough already.
I did. Hey, you know what? I think I kind of asked Sean McVay that. I didn't do it in a real mean way or like a, hey, you've lost six times in a row. But I did kind of ask him that, right? What do you draw from the past? I said, hey, you know, when you're playing a team that you're obviously very familiar with and they're very familiar with you, how much do you look back at the game tapes and what happened in previous games, not only this year, but in the past, to plan for now?
Can I just say, I think that's a dumb question. Of course he's looking at game tapes.
Well, because he's going to look at tapes, but I was trying to lead him to say, well, we definitely looked at that. Like, you were a very different team than before. Like, I really wanted him to say, like, to me, I think you can find a lot from the last year, but there's a lot different. Like, the 6-0, that's over the course of 3 years.
Yeah, here's the thing about this.
6-0 doesn't mean anything. It's really 2-0.
Exactly. And here's the thing. We had that game. We were in control. We had the lead with 90 seconds left on the clock. It was a fluke that San Francisco won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took a furious, crazy Jimmy G pickup ball kind of drive to be able to win that game. If we had been a little more aggressive, and I asked McVay about this,
After that game,
I said, you ran the ball three times and gave the ball back to them. What was the thinking there? That's, by the way, my big question. So ask something tough and say, what was the thinking there?
Yeah, that's a nice way to ask it.
Yeah, it is. It's a good way to ask a tough question. And he said, I think he said something about, I mean, I was basically saying, talking about aggressiveness. And a lot of people would have taken a knee at the end of regulation in this game over the weekend at Tampa. A lot of people would have taken a knee, and instead the Rams went for it. And Cooper Kupp caught the what's it called?
Love of the game bomb
from Matthew Stafford, and we won the sucker. So I think we're going to see an aggressive McVay. We're not going to sit on leads. Put them away.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Coming up next for you. Let me do this. I'm in a DraftKings league with Max Kellerman and Marcellus Wiley and a bunch of people.
I'm never in any of these leagues. I'm having FOMO.
So for the first time last week, I finished in the money. I've had to make deposits into DraftKings all year long. I've been such a loser. I finally won one. But I got a decision to make at quarterback for DraftKings this week. A lot of people have the same decision if you're playing DraftKings. I want to ask you about it coming up next. Mason Ireland, lie of the day in 15 minutes, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
weekend.
Hey.
Hey, don't forget, Lie of the Day is coming up. Actually, if you think you know the lie of the day, right now is the time to call. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And to be fair, Jorge, we will start with caller number 7. So it's not necessarily the first guy in. It's caller number 7 where we will start. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so it's not just first come, first serve.
Can we start with 9?
Yeah, sure. Start with 9.
Yeah. Look what you did, Mace. You fell right
Mace,
into it.
Mace, did you? Did
you fell right into it. 9.
Hey, can we start with caller 4 and then
or
go
9?
To caller 9?
Screw that.
Look what you did. You walked right into it.
Jorge, we're going to start with caller 99 in honor of...
I'm the one answering it.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Stop that.
In honor of Aaron Donald, caller 99.
Yeah, we're going to go with the first ones I get.
No, that's funny.
All right, so I play DraftKings every week, and this is championship week. And that means it's a very limited pool of players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know how it works. You spend more or less on guys in order to find the best value. So I have got a choice. And I'm in this league with Max Kellerman and Marcellus Wiley and a bunch of ESPN executives, and we've been playing for a few years now. I finally hit pay dirt this last week. I won DraftKings, the league, for the very first time. So here are my choices. And remember, think about this as being – sort of a value play. Mahomes is at $7,400.
Oh, my gosh.
Burrows is at $6,600. Stafford at $6,300. And Garoppolo, $5,400.
These aren't real dollars.
I don't intend to play any 49ers.
Wait, tell me, are those real dollars you're spending?
No, God.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever played DraftKings?
No, never. I don't.
Yeah, you've got a salary cap, and you've got to allocate dollars to different guys.
Okay, got it.
So
okay,
Mahomes, $7,400. Burrow, $6,600. Stafford, $6,300. Garoppolo is $5,400. I think it's obvious which one to go with.
Stafford.
He's the value play, right? That's the right guy to go with. I think if for the Rams to win this game on Sunday, they're not going to run the football on San Francisco. I don't believe Cam Akers or Sony Michel or Daryl Henderson or anybody is going to be able to generate yardage against that San Francisco defensive line. That means the game is really on Matthew Stafford's shoulders. I think he's going to throw the ball 40 times in this game. And I know we love to see a balance between rushing and pass. This isn't going to be one of those days. This is going to be one of those days where Matthew Stafford is going to have to throw the ball around. It's a good day for OBJ. It's a good day for Tyler Higbee. It's a good day for Cooper Kupp. It's a good day for Van Jefferson. I think they're going to see a lot of targets, and I think we're going to throw the ball a lot. What do you think?
I agree with you, but I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
You like, don't?
Do you think this is going to be – I think both defenses are awesome. I think it's going to be – 24-21, 24-17,
yeah, actually,
something
probably,
like that.
That's probably right. What I have been planning on is 28-20.
Something like that.
28-20.
I think the other game is going to be much more high scoring because I don't think the Chiefs or the Bengals have a great defense.
Yeah, they're going to
be a shootout.
Definitely put up points. I think I'm the only one, but I like Cincinnati to win that game.
I don't think they'll win, but I wouldn't mind you
I love
playing
Burrows.
Joe Burrow.
I love Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is great.
Jamar.
Is great.
Oh, for the
Jamar.
J. Yeah.
What did I call him?
Jamar.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
okay.
Jamar Chase. Those guys are fantastic. They're elite wide receivers. Chase is going to be a stud in this league for years and years to come.
He'll be the number one fantasy wide receiver next year, I think. Him and Jefferson from Minnesota.
Not Cooper Kupp.
Oh, maybe Cooper. Yeah, Cooper too. Those three guys.
This just came out. Cooper Kupp has been voted Offensive Player of the Year by the Pro Football Writers Association. He is the first wide receiver to win Offensive Player of the Year.
Wow.
I keep saying Burrows, it's Burrow. Yeah, isn't that something?
That's really a big deal. I mean, who else had a great offensive year? Tom Brady? Led the NFL in
Aaron
passing
Rodgers?
Yards and touchdowns.
Yeah, Rodgers.
The guy Brady. In Indianapolis, Jonathan Taylor, the running back. It's pretty good competition.
Yeah, he's the first wide receiver to ever do
it. Wow. Good
what
for
a
him.
Player. What a great player. What a great player. All right, coming up next for you is Lie of the Day. Do you know the lie of the day? I told on purpose, I told a lot of different stories today.
Mm-hmm.
Deliberately. So right now, if you can identify the lie, you will be there. You will be at SoFi Stadium for a once-in-a-lifetime game. The Rams playing the evil-hated Niners for a chance to play the Super Bowl at home at SoFi in 2 weeks. You can be there. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. What caller number are we starting with, Bergman?
We're starting with caller number 5.
Okay, caller number 5.
Why'd you get scared?
Well, because I was trying to think maybe I want 7, not 9, not 4.
All right, call
and they
all
have to be Rams fans.
Is where we start. If you know the lie, we'll do that coming up next for you. And then after that is Game of Games. I think Sedano is going to join us for Game of Games today. That's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Good luck.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, lie of the day, not just any lie of the day. No, no. This is the lie that will get you into SoFi Stadium to see the Rams punch their ticket to the Super Bowl Sunday. And Bergman, what caller are we starting with? What number?
Let's start with number 5.
Okay, you just call him out, okay?
All right, Andy in L.A.
Andy in L.A., welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
You care of yourself?
Good, good. So what was my lie today?
I think the lie of the day was that you were on the Sell of the Century show.
No, I was absolutely on Sale of the Century. I absolutely did finish third. Sorry about that, man. Tough to lose, Andy.
All right.
Can't find it right now on YouTube, but it's there.
Let's try line 7, Doug in Woodland Hills.
Doug in Woodland Hills. Doug, what's up, yo?
Woo! Let's go, Rams! Go back to that cold weather, San Francisco!
Nice! All right, what was my lie of the day?
The lie of the day was you missed one Ram game before Christmas.
No, that is absolutely true.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, man. I told lots of stories today. Lots of stories.
Tough one. I wrote that one down as a possible lie as well. That was one of my possible
lies. I personally think it's an obvious one, but again, it's my lie. Who's next, Bert?
All right, we're going to go to line 2, Christopher in Long Beach.
Christopher, what's up, dude?
What's up?
So what was my lie of the day?
The lie of the day was when you said that you did a radio show in San Francisco in 2002.
I 100% did a radio show in San Francisco in 2002. Me and Sarah Clark on Alice 97.3 did it for 6 months. You thought that was the lie, didn't you, Bergman?
Oh, I thought if that was the lie, you talked to me about that in the prep call, and I was like, wow, you really went hardcore on it.
Sometimes I really lay some groundwork for it. Nope, I did
wrote
work.
That one down, but when you said Alice, I said, oh, you know what? I think that's a real thing because I know Alice. That was like that was a station I used to listen to.
That was it. And Sarah and Vinny still on up there. I filled in for Vinny for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bergman,
I still have
next?
Another one written down.
Okay. All right, let's try George in Culver City on line 8.
George,
what's up, guys,
what's up, yo?
Looked up both the radio in San Francisco. That's true. Century, true. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you did not have a dream envisioning the Rams winning.
I absolutely had that dream. I'm sorry, man. I did have that dream. We win the game comfortably. I don't want to spoil the ending for you, but we win the game comfortably. Wow. So this lie is, do you have any others written down, Momo?
I have one written down. I just texted it to you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go with line 1, Alfonso in Santa Ana.
Alfonso.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's the lie of the day?
So I think the lie is that you have watched The Office. You say you didn't, but I think you have.
Never watched The Office. Sorry, man. Wow, this is tough. I made it tough on purpose. I told a bunch of stories.
I really hope they get it on this next one because I don't have a lot more calls. Line three is going to be Eddie in L.A.
You'll have to give a hint.
Eddie!
Come on, Eddie!
Hey, what's up,
I know it.
They already took my lie. They already took my guess. I was
all right. Sorry about that. All right. Reload them. 877-710 ESPN. Okay. Do you know the lie of the day?
How about a hint? I think you got to do
No hints.
No, this is a tough game. This is a good game.
These are good tickets.
Meant to be tough. This is meant to be tough.
All right. We still have a few. We still have a few more. Don't worry. Art in Woodland in Agoura Hills on 6.
Art, what's up, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Go Rams, go Rams. You
go
know,
Rams.
Unfortunately, all the other guys guessed my guesses, and I don't have the right answer. But go Rams.
Okay. Go Rams. Thank you, Art.
You can hang up if we've already tried your guess.
If we've already tried your guess, just hang up the phone. 877-710-ESPN. This is meant to be difficult because it's a chance to be at a once-in-a-lifetime game Sunday at SoFi.
All right. This is going to be line 9, David in San Gabriel.
Hey, David. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's your guess?
Well, my guess for the lie of the day is that you're actually not a fan of Schitt's Creek. You said you're a big fan of it, but you're not.
No, sorry. I love Schitt's Creek. Do I need to give a hint?
I don't know. I'm going to get a few more phone calls.
Well, do you guys think Gio, I'm right? The thing
Gio
I
and San Bernardino
you?
Is still there on line 1.
Gio and San Bernardino. Gio, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Sorry if I missed the earlier guesses, but my guess is that every time the Rams are about to run a play and you're nervous about it, you tell yourself, all right, McVay, what are you going to do about this?
Or McVay, what's your play? I say it every time. What's your best play? Mm. Yeah, sorry. We get into a key situation, and I always, McVay, what's your best play? Sean, what's your best play? Because, you know, he's saved up a play for that exact moment. He knows what he's going to run in that situation. So, Sean, what's your best play? And let's go Matthew Stafford. I say that. John in Woodland Hills. John, you're on 710. Hey.
Hey, what's cooking?
Everything's good, man. Do you know the lie?
Yes. It's that you didn't watch 2 episodes of Jeopardy. And it's only you only had time for 1. I don't think you watched 2.
I am sorry, but that story is completely true also.
That's what I thought it was.
That's what you had? God, to me, it's so obvious. It sticks out like a sore thumb.
Oh, man.
Jose Riverside, you're on 710.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, yo?
What's up?
I think the lie, Mace, is you were never part of the big three in high school with your teammates Casey and your high school team.
Hmm.
Hello?
100% right, man.
Whoa!
Are you kidding me? The inventor of the mace plant was never part of any big three playing high school basketball. Dude, congratulations, man.
Thank you, Mace. Woo! I'm so happy.
So what's your first and last name, man?
Jose Torres.
Jose Torres. Jose, you're a Rams fan?
Absolutely, man. I can't wait to be there and represent.
Who are you bringing to the game with you?
I'm bringing my friend. She's the biggest Rams fan, and she has the biggest crush on Sean McVay.
All right. I don't think that'll pay off, but I think we get a win, okay? Hey, Jose,
absolutely.
Congratulations, man. I will see you at SoFi on Sunday.
Woo! Thank you, Mace. Love you guys. Love you, Momo.
That was great, man. I didn't even catch that. When did you say? I never heard that part.
I said when James Harden, if he left Philly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, you mean
it would? He's leaving
Brooklyn.
A big three, and it would be like if I left Casey Reason and Marlon Ruck from my high school basketball team because we were part of a big three.
Yeah, I remember you saying that now.
To me, that's ridiculous.
You said that so fast, I just didn't catch it.
Yeah. Boy, good for Jose.
Wow, good for you.
Good for Jose. By the way, if you're still listening, still a chance to win NFC Championship. It's Rams Championship Wednesday, Sedano and Cap will have a pair of tickets coming up for you. Oh, to be at that game. I am so worked up over this game.
How are you sleeping?
Not well.
You're antsy.
And I'm going there. Everybody's asking me to go on their TV shows to talk about the Rams because they know I'm part of the Ramley. Tonight I'm doing Channel 11.
What time?
7 o'clock. I'm doing Channel 11 with Alex Michelson.
Okay.
Great friend of mine. Great guy. I'll be doing that tonight. And then I'm doing Spectrum later on in the week with Kelvin Washington. I'll go anywhere to talk Rams right now. It's a perfect time.
You see where one eyebrow got you? To TV.
Oh, to TV.
Look at that, man. That's awesome.
So coming up next for you, Bergman says he's got a revolutionary game, something that has never, ever been done on Mason and Ireland in all the years that we have been playing games. I am so fascinated to see what this – he bragged about it relentlessly on our prep call today. So it is Bergman's game coming up next, and George Sedano is going to join us to play. He's actually won twice in the month of January. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. By the way, congratulations again to Jose Torres, who won Rams-Niners tickets for Sunday at SoFi Stadium. And Sedano, you got a pair to give away on your show, too.
Yeah, we do. Congratulations to that person who won. And by the way, that was the easiest thing ever. Like, when I heard you say – I was in the car when you said that earlier today, and I'm like, dude, there's no way Mason was a good basketball player, or that team was really bad.
Yeah, part of a big three.
Yeah.
The guy who did the face plant. Yeah, not happy.
You know what it was? You said it really fast, so I didn't catch it. Your other ones were more like long stories, you know, that they're like, oh, okay, I took note of that.
Yeah.
That was just a liner.
All right, here we go. It is Bergman's game. By the way, in the month of January, Ireland has won 6 times. Mason 5, Sedano 2, Bergman 2, Michael Thompson 1, and Momo has been to her credit. Now, Bergman says this is a revolutionary, life-changing game. Bergman, describe.
Never been done before. This is the first time anyone has ever done baseball Hall of Fame trivia.
I know. Wow.
Never before. Oh, never
nice.
Before.
Wow.
First time ever. All right, I have 10 questions about the Baseball Hall of Fame since it was yesterday, and a tiebreaker. Some of the names.
Okay.
What? You don't know? These are not that bad, all right?
I thought this was going to be like. I know.
Is it multiple choice?
I just thought this was going to be like a new format or something.
You really believe him? Why do you ever believe him? You've known him long enough at this point.
I know. I got excited and I was like, oh, this isn't very thrilling. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, jeez. All right. So, anyway, it's mostly name is your buzzer, but there is a multiple choice one in there. But so, for the most part, name is your buzzer.
Okay.
All right, the first one.
We get it.
It's going to be easy. What city is the baseball hall of Mason?
Momo.
Mason's first.
Now, wait, what the hell just happened here? Like,
I know, George. This is what being on a delay is like.
No, you are not on a delay. I can see whether you're on a delay.
No, okay. But I'm saying, didn't Mason say his name first?
He did. Mason did.
Yeah,
Mason
did. Cooperstown.
Yeah. Momo, yeah, Momo is on
a delay. I said Momo.
But you didn't even get the words out before he, like, you need, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, what city is the baseball?
I said Momo at the same time as Mason in my head, but it doesn't happen.
All right, there might be a little delay for you. Anyway, which team has the most?
Mason.
I didn't even finish the question. All right, go ahead, Mason.
What?
Yankees.
Yankees is the right answer.
You got to jump this stuff. You got to get there quicker. You see where the question's going?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
Here's number 3. There are 3 teams that do not have Hall of Famers with their caps.
Momo
is first.
I have no idea if this is going to be correct, but you said jump it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say the Florida Marlins.
They're the Miami Marlins, but yeah.
Okay, sure. Colorado Rockies.
No, you're out.
And
Mason.
Mason.
Yeah. Marlins, Rays, and
3, 2.
Rangers.
Wrong.
Okay, Marlins, Rays, and another team that's young, the Nationals.
That is right. Sedano on the board.
Oh, good call, Sedano. Yeah.
All right.
God damn it. My one chance.
All right. This is for everyone still. How many Hall of Famers do the Dodgers have?
Mason.
Momo.
Oh, Mason.
9.
Wrong.
There's no way he said it before me.
Okay, Momo, go Momo.
Stupid delay.
Momo, Momo. Momo, how many?
I'm going to say 12.
No. Sedano or Jorge?
Sedano. I'm going to say, hold on, Koufax, Drysdale, Lasorda.
Oh, you're not going to be able to count them.
Yeah, you're not going to count
them. No.
I'm going to say 5.
Wrong. Jorge, you got one?
14.
14 is the right answer.
Way to go, Jorge.
Nice job. Nice job, Jorge.
Nice use of Google.
He is not. I am looking at him.
Behind me.
Yeah. All right. It's Mason 2, Sedano 1, and Jorge 1.
Okay.
Who was
Momo none.
Momo none, yes.
I will get none.
Delay.
It's okay.
Who was the last Dodger to be elected into the Hall of Fame?
Okay.
Jorge.
Mike Piazza.
No, he did not go in as a Dodger.
He didn't go as a Dodger.
That's right, he went as a Met.
Momo.
Momo.
Tommy Lasorda.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Mason.
You guys are Googling.
Mason.
God, I don't know.
I'll say... Crap. I'll say... I can't think who it is.
All right. Sedano, you got a chance?
I have no idea. I'm going to sort of pass on that.
Who was the last one?
The last one was Don Sutton in 1998.
Oh,
Don
Sutton
in
the Fro. I said his name earlier, but yeah, I wouldn't have never guessed it was him. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The next one, number 6. The Angels have only one cap in the Hall of Fame. Mason.
Momo.
Mason.
Oh, this is easy.
I say Nolan Ryan.
That is incorrect.
Momo.
Momo.
Rod Carew.
Wrong.
Dang!
Oh. Only one?
Only one.
Dang.
Sedano,
can you go in with more than one hat is my question.
Well, no. You wear one hat.
You wear one hat.
Okay, so I'm going to say Vladimir Guerrero.
Vladimir Guerrero is the right answer. Yeah. So that's now 2 for Sedano.
Yeah, because I would have gone with Sutton if it would have been 2 as well. I thought you were doing a trick question with us.
No.
Mace 2, yeah. Sedano 2, Jorge 1, Momo yet to score.
All right, so now this one is a multiple choice that all of you can answer.
Okay.
You can get a point this way.
Now, we all can have the same answer, though, right?
Yes, you can. Correct. You absolutely can. So the MLB Hall of Fame opened their doors for the first time on June 12th of what year? A, 1941, B, 1935, or C, 1939? We'll start with Sedano.
C.
Okay, Mason?
I will say B, 35.
Okay, Momo?
41.
And Jorge?
35.
Sedano is the only one to get it right.
No!
1939 is the right answer.
Always go with C on multiple choice.
For real.
Sedano has taken a lead.
Taken the lead with 3. Okay. It's number 8. It's said...
This is buzzer, right?
Yes, this is buzzer. Back to buzzer. It's said that baseball was created in 1839 by who?
Mason. It was,
The only name that popped into my head was James Naismith. I'm the wrong.
that's the wrong sport. Anybody else?
I don't know.
Nobody?
No.
Oh, wait. He has like a stupid name. No, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, don't say stupid name.
He has like a weird name.
Yeah.
Like, I know his last name. It's got like 2 words in it. Hold on.
Kinda.
What is it?
I know it, but I
can't think of it.
The answer is Abner Doubleday.
Doubleday
is the correct answer.
I knew it had like a weird name. Yes.
All right, number 9. So Donald still has 3, Mason 2, Jorge 1, and Momo yet to scratch. Number 9. Who is the only player to be unanimously inducted into the Hall of Fame? Mason.
Mariano Rivera.
That is correct. So we are tied.
Good one.
All right, the last one, then I have a tiebreaker.
Should
have
known that.
Greg Maddux went into the Hall of Fame with what team?
Mason. Braves.
No.
Momo. Cubs.
No.
Wasn't he a Cub?
Man.
Sedano or Jorge?
Play for?
You got to call time at some point.
Can you put it in a sentence?
Got to call
time. No, I mean,
3, 2, 1.
Sedano. I don't know. Like, what other team did he come up with? Didn't he come up with
3, 2, 1?
No, I don't know.
The answer is no team. He did not put
a team on his
cap. It is a trick question, but he did not put it on his hat. So we have a tie. It is between Sedano and Mason, and we have a tiebreaker for this.
Okay, good. Do we have more than one tiebreaker? Because the way we're going, it's not going.
No, this is it's closest
trick
without
question.
Going over.
Closest so, without
trick
going
question
over.
Tiebreaker.
All right. Okay. So with the Greg
goes first.
Okay, with the Greg Maddux stuff, there are many players and managers elected into the Hall of Fame with no team on their cap. How many are there closest without going over? Sedano.
Oh. I'm going to say 7.
and Mason.
I will say 8.
Mason is the winner, gets the point.
Oh,
63. 63 players and managers have no team on their cap.
I can't believe that.
That's a weak way to win. I got to be honest with you.
That's the tiebreaker.
I'll take it anywhere I can get it, George. That's weak. Yeah.
That's the game.
Damn it, Double Day.
You had Double Day. You missed it.
I knew it was like a weird name. I just couldn't remember. Yeah. So, Sedano, are you worked up for the game on Sunday? Yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually, look, I just think they're going to win. Like, it's funny because I heard that Matthew Stafford rejoined in the last segment, and I feel like we should have a Matthew Stafford rejoin where he says, hey, this is Matthew Stafford of the Rams. You're listening to Mason Ireland where Mason gave up on me.
Oh! Yes! An emotional roller coaster all season long. So, yes, there was a moment where I said I have lost faith in Matthew Stafford. Yeah. It was after he threw pick sixes in 3 consecutive games.
That's actually when I had more resolve, I feel like. I went on the air that Monday and said there's a path for them to win. Every team goes through a crazy spurt, like, for the most part, right? Like, nothing happens easy. They had a bunch of injuries. They added a bunch of new guys. Like,
yeah, but they had a bunch of mistakes by Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, on tape. He also said something else. He said this.
I don't think this is a year that we're going to win a championship.
No, I didn't. I was listening to the context.
Yes, that was about the Lakers.
Right. But we'll hold that one against you, too, if they do
I
win.
Said that about the Lakers. I did not say that about the Rams.
Yeah.
Take me out of context. Jorge, you are pissing me off. So I'm really psyched for it. How are you guys giving away tickets?
Oh, wait a second. We have an issue with that game. Beto Duran just texted me and said longtime Dodgers first baseman Gil Hodges was just elected to the Hall of Fame in December. So Greg, one of your questions was wrong.
Well, Gil Hodges, but no one got done something anyway.
Yeah, we all got it wrong anyway.
I'm just saying, the whole thing should be thrown out because of
if somebody had said Russ Hodges, that would be a different
Gil
story.
Hodges. Gil Hodges, but yes,
Gil
but
Hodges.
I am filing in baseball fashion. I am filing this game under protest.
From the Veterans Committee. He was not.
Let's have a vote. Let's do this democratically.
I'm filing an injunction at the moment.
Do you agree with George's protest?
No.
Who goes first?
No. Like Bergman. It's not like that. You would have got it right.
No.
You never know.
Bergman.
No.
No. Mason. No. Jorge, go ahead.
No.
Oh, Jorge's also. I thought you were going to vote against
me. Turned on me, Tokayo.
Yeah. Sorry, Bert. Sorry, Jorge. Yeah. Missed out on that. Yeah. So what do you guys got coming up? Giving away your tickets?
Shenanigans. I don't know. You know, Lindsay always comes up with a creative way to do it, so I just follow her lead at this point. Like, whatever.
Does
she
do most of the work on the show?
Oh, yeah. Like, I literally call her, and we talk for, like, 15 or 20 minutes. She's got everything rolling. I have, like, a few ideas that sometimes I want to go with specifically, but 9 times out of 10, she's got it lined up, and then I just go, okay, let's put this here, let's put that there, and then we're done. Show meeting.
I worked with Lindsay for a long time. Lindsay does bring a lot of ideas. Bergman brings me 3 ideas a week.
Bergman, only
that's
3?
That's like tops. Maybe he's like 1 or 2 usually.
3 ideas. Just Lindsay depends. Used to give me a whole show, this and that and this and the other.
Yeah.
You should have Bergman's Lindsay come on tomorrow for a game of games.
Yeah, let's have
Where's
Lindsay
Where's the
on.
Invite, Bergman?
I've invited her.
I don't know about that.
I invited her last week. She said she wasn't able to.
My sources tell me. I don't know if that's true.
I'm going to send you the text if you'd like me to.
I'm just saying. Well, then you would be a different source in that scenario.
I would be.
Tomorrow we will be back. It'll be T-minus 3 days to the NFC Championship game. We're all over it for you. The Fez is going to join us tomorrow. Last week his best bet was Rams over Bucks. How does he feel about the Rams this week? I think the line is 3.5 points. How does he feel about this game? Plus the Bengals and the Chiefs also. Coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap. That's the way I spend every afternoon. This is 710 ESPN.